children in the congregation to come forward for the children's homily, and all the rest of you may sit down. They're coming from a long way away, including the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene. Now, did you guys ever hear a gospel reading quite like that before? That was a little different today, wasn't it? And do you know why it was different? Who knows why it was different? Why did we have those drums, and why did we have those dozen people reading the gospel in different languages? Yes.
Because it's a christening party.
Because it's a christening party? Yeah, kinda. Yeah, that's pretty good. Any other ideas? Any other thoughts? Why all those different languages, and the drums and all that? Excitement. Anyone else? What is today? Today's a big day. It's not Christmas. It's not Easter. Yes, sir. For Jesus, that's always a good answer. Today specifically is the feast of, let me hear it. Yes, Pentecost. Exactly. Pentecost. 50 days after Easter, this celebrates the coming down of the Holy Spirit on the disciples, that enabled them to speak in such a way that everyone could understand in their own language. We also consider it the birthday of the church. What do you get on your birthday?
Presents.
You get presents. You get presents. And God sent out the present of the Holy Spirit to his church, to enable his church, and we're the church, to go out and preach the gospel to all corners of the earth. And on that specific day, they gave him the gift to speak so that everyone could hear in their own language. That's true, exactly. You get gifts, you get presents. What else do you tend to get on your birthday? Cake, right, cake. But you're wondering, how am I going to work cake into this? We're going to have cake afterwards, after church, with four people's names on it. And that gets back to what we were talking about earlier, about because there are going to be christenings, there are going to be baptisms today of four babies. And that baptism is a different kind of birthday, right? A birthday is a new beginning, and a baptism is a new beginning. Just as Pentecost began the church, baptism is the beginning of the relationship that this baby had, and they're little babies, you can probably see some of them right up here. They're beginning of their relationship with God in Jesus Christ. So we're going to have a birthday cake to celebrate that and to celebrate the birthday of their church. Now, have you all seen a baptism before? Yeah. So here's what I'm thinking. Since you guys are already here today, I don't know about you choir guys. You may need to go back and sing for all I know. I'll leave that up to you all. But the rest of you, why don't you stay here? Because we're going to have the baptismal families come out, and then we're going to walk back to the baptismal font. You know what a baptismal font is? It's that big piece of marble furniture. I don't know what you call it. Big, it's like a bird bath, but that's not right. But it's a really big receptacle. I gotta work on my language, but for water, and that's where the water is that I'm going to bless, and we'll baptize the babies in that baptism. I'm going to pour water over their head. Yes, sir.
All the babies that come to earth, they get baptized.
Ooh, that's a good question. Not all babies are baptized. The babies are baptized if their families ask them to be baptized. If their families say, we want to raise our baby as a follower of Jesus, and so we want to start him or her on that path as early in life as we can, and so we baptize them. And by baptizing, those families and godparents are committing to help that child to grow up to follow Jesus. So those are the babies, and we always love doing it. So are you guys okay with staying here and then going back down for the baptism? Well, then why don't we have the baptismal families come on out?